Public comments in the December 15th Rio Del City Council meeting included questions about suspicious activities surrounding the recent water rate increase protest vote. The previous council meeting saw the opening of approximately 650 protest vote envelopes that had been received. Karen Dunham, the longtime city clerk, oversaw the counting and validation of votes. A number of protests had been disqualified for various reasons, and the rate increase barely passed the needed threshold. Resident Linda Bartlett addressed the council about her concerns.
My statements are in regards to a withdraw protest letter form that was sent out by the city. It is my understanding that it was sent only to residents that had sent in a protest letter with a return name and or address on outside the envelope. In my opinion, this was targeting and intimidation in the part of the city.
Her concerns were shared by subsequent speakers who expressed their lack of faith in the integrity of the vote, as it appears that one or more council members went through the envelopes and took selected information off of the return addresses. Joey Sanchez stated that he and others are left to wonder if the city might have gotten rid of some envelopes, since the integrity and the security of the ballots received was now in question. The parcel number list that residents can use to see if their submitted protest vote was received and whether or not it was counted or disqualified is available from the city and at theriodeltimes.com. The council members voted to place the matter on the next agenda for a discussion about the mailings that were allegedly sent out to encourage the person to withdraw their protest vote. The rate increase that had been approved is expected to be included in the water bills that residents receive in January. The council then discussed the water bills that the city pays on behalf of the fire department for both Fireman's Park and the fire hall. The fire hall, which is often rented out for functions, has shown a distinct increase in its water use despite the drought. This has resulted in the city paying much more than the estimates that were included in the budget for this. Water usage at the fire hall in November was 77 units, or 57,596 gallons of water in 1 month. The council decided to continue paying the water bill as agreed through this budget cycle. They will be speaking with the fire district prior to the next budget to see if they are able to utilize hall rental fees and the recent substantial increase in the fire assessment fees to contribute to their own bill. Empty art pedestals along Wildwood Avenue intended for sculptures was then addressed. The Eagle Prairie Arts District had strongly encouraged the city to install the pedestals during the project to improve Wildwood Avenue. The city had even applied for Measure Z grant funds for sculptures proposed as a public safety measure. A wooden salmon sculpture that had been in place for over a year was recently removed by the local artist, so both pedestals are currently empty. The city is looking to secure funding or a sponsor to purchase artwork to install. Local tribal governments will be contacted, as well as other grant opportunities explored for this. The council then voted 3-2 to join the PACE program, which will provide a finance option to homeowners looking to improve their property with efficiency upgrades such as solar panels or weatherization. City Manager Kyle Knopp reported an increase in business inquiries in Rio Del for medical marijuana-related industries.
Staff has fielded 5 serious inquiries from potential investors looking to create businesses associated with the medical marijuana industry here in Rio Del. So there are people that we have met with, at least one of whom is a resident of Rio Del, and appear to have solid proposals for the council to consider.
The city currently bans medical marijuana dispensaries, and it is unknown what types of related businesses were being proposed at this early stage. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next city council meeting will be held on January 5, 2016 at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.